Mashen can yaitse the get with the husband gives her a get. Even though she's a katana, she's only 4 years old, she can't become pregnant anyway, but it's a light plug. Any type of a girl that gets a get, that's a takana, she's not allowed to remarry until she first waits 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. Or even if she is, we want to make sure to know who the husband is. The first one or the second one. For the Gemara, my Kamash, from what's the Kiddush over here? Tanina Kula, we learned all these things already. So we learned already, Mishnah Yevamis, Hamamamenes, in a case where the young girl says goodbye to the husband. Hamamenes Bish, is who Mutta B'Krivis Seo? The husband is Mutta to marry her sister. There's no Issachar Krivis. Vihi Mutteras B'Krivav, she's Mutta to marry his Mishpacha. For like Paslam and Akuna, she's allowed to marry a Kayin now. Nosel a get, what's going to be if the husband gives his young wife a get? And then we say, Midrabbanan, it is a call, there was Kedushin, there was a get. It's who also Krivis Seo, he's not allowed to marry her sister. Kozaman, your wife is alive, even if you give her a get, you can't marry your sister. Vihi Asura B'Krivav, she can't marry his Mishpacha. Upaslam and Akuna, and she can't marry a Kayin, she's called a Gerusha. So what Shmuel's Hochidushi? It's a Mishnah in Yevamis. Sumar says, Tzricha lahamtin gimachadoshi mitzvichlei. This is the light tanan. This part, that if she got a get, she has to wait 3 months, that it doesn't say there. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. That even though she's a katana, she can't become pregnant, still she has to wait 3 months before she remarries. Mur says now, Lei mikatanoi. Let's say this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether a katana that gets a get, does she get a ksubur or not? So machlokes tanoim. Reb Lezer says, Ein maisa katana klum. What a katana does means nothing. V'yein baila, and if she gets married mit rabbonin, is ein baila zakoy b'mitziyasa. The husband does not get her mitzias. If she finds something, she keeps it. For loy b'maisa yodeh, the work that she does, a paycheck, she keeps. Doesn't go to the husband. For loy b'aforasim doreh, the husband can't be made for take away her nadarim. V'yein a yarsha, when she dies, even though they had nesuyin mit rabbonin, he doesn't yarshin her. V'yein a metamalo, if he's a kayin, he can't go to bury her. Klola shodava, what's the rule here? Eina kishtu l'chodavar. That even though you married her mit rabbanan, she's not like your wife. Ela only shetzricha miyan. And lachar is, you can't just stand and say goodbye to her. Either she says goodbye to you, or else you have to give her a get. But if anything else, there's no halacha. That's what Reb Lezer says. We have Yeshua Aymano, maisi katana klum. When the man marries this young girl, the katana, even though midirais it's nothing, you need her das, but midirabanan that was called something. Therefore, bylaws are koi b'mitziyasa. The husband has a right to get her mitziyas. When she finds something, she has a right to get it. Over maisiyodeh, the work that she does, the paycheck, goes to the husband. Over forest nadarel, if she makes a neder, the husband could be made for it. V'yorsha, and when she dies, the husband yashins her. Over metamalo, even though he's a kayin, he's allowed to be metama to her. Kurz a chiddush, kurz only mit rabbanon here the kedushin. Kurz go to the basic cross and this is the raisa.
Let's see, what's Rashi's?
Yabakol ponos mashmir. It says vayta v'klol shodover. What's the general rule over here? Harehi kishtel chodover. You should know she's your wife. Like with rabbanon, we look as if she's your total wife. Ella, the only lenient we have here is shayitza b'miyim. That a regular wife, she can't just come say goodbye to you. Means nothing. You have to give her a get. Here the Rabbanan will make her. If she says goodbye to the husband, that's good. So Chura, that's Mamash to Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Leima, let's say Rav the Yomek Reb Lezer. Rav is the one that says Maisik Tana is nothing. So therefore, even though he gives her a get, still she does not get a ksuba. Or Shmuel Oma, the Yomek Reb Yeshua. And Shmuel says like Yeshua, that a maisa katana is something. Therefore, when the husband gives her a get, he has to pay her a ksuba. It's more something like this. Ali, but the Reb Lezer kuliyam lepligi. According to Reb Lezer, it's true, she doesn't get a ksuba. Reb Lezer says the kedushin has come out like nothing. Only that you have to have me and her a get. But more than that, there's nothing, so pshita, there's no ksuba involved. Ki pligi, I'll tell you, where's the machlekes? Ali, but the Reb Yeshua. The machlekes, both of them argue, Ali, but the Reb Yeshua. Shmuel Kreb Yeshua. Shmuel that says she does get a ksuba is very good. Poshid, Reb Yeshua says that when you marry a ktana, she's mamish kishta l'chol davar, she's your wife 100%. So therefore, if you give her a get, l'churi, she'd have to pay the ksuba. For Rav, But Rav says like this, that Ad Kan up until now, like Kamer Mishu, when did Mishu say, Hasam Elo Mididol Lididay? Only when she, her things apply to the husband. What she brings in, her metzias, what she finds, what she makes, what her nadarim, to metamah, from her to the husband we say, Avo Mididay Lididoloi, but from the husband back to the wife, that we don't say, that you never saw, that Yeshua says. So that's what Rav says, that when the husband married her, it's again like the husband is doing her a favor. The Rabbanim, true, the Mari asked, why is the Kedushin altogether? Because the Rabbanim don't want a young girl to be alone. They wanted to get married, so it's like a taiva for her. So therefore, her dinim applied to the husband. But the husband does not have to act back to her. So therefore, when the husband gives her a get, Rav holds, you do not have to give her a ksuba. Now, v'loy belois, the Mishnah says, one, these three cases of the Mishnah, where it's a mekach tois of an islandess, or memenes, or a shniya, she doesn't get belois. Is omale Rav Huna b'achil Rav Kana. Rav Huna set Rav Kana. Amatula mishmei de Shmuel. You said over the name of Shmuel, loishonu elo nichse melug. There's only a question of nichse melug. That means property she brought in that the husband has a right to use. Avo nichse tzern bazel. Tzern bazel means that the husband gave her a guarantee. Like we evaluated, you bring in now property worth $1,000, it's like written up now the husband owes her $1,000. No matter what happens to the property, the husband has to pay you. That's a lotion of tzern bazel, it's like strong like an iron. In other words, never lost. Property that she brings in when she first gets married, with a guarantee she'll always get it back, then it's law. Even in these cases where the girl is mamayin, or she's a shni, she's also with the rabbonin, or she's an idleness, these things still she gets. She gets back. Heavy bara papa sila disahai. Which one of the three cases are you talking about? Eli mamamenis, if you want to say by the case where the girl, the young girl, says goodbye to the husband, mamanashuch. Idi is naiv, if they're here, idi vidi shakti, whatever's here, she has a right to take. Vidi las naiv, if it's not here, idi vidi la shakla. Lachura, she doesn't have a right to get it back. Like the Kedushin is bottle of Mafreya. So the husband like doesn't have a chiv to pay her at all. So Rashi says, Idvi, Rashi, Bein Nichsim Lug, Bein Tzoyin Barzom, Leslo, Shiyochu Loima, Shiliyo Tzaisi, Shrei Bishus Bezdin Nesatiyo, Ugeshe Tienu Echsem, Ashi Kibalti Yolai. Was like endless now of the Ishmael, and the last of the time she returns home. So when she says goodbye, he doesn't have to pay it back. If she's causing it, he could say, if so, I'm not going to pay you. Elo our idleness. Say, Elo, you want to talk about another case of an idleness. The case where the girl lady couldn't become pregnant. Idiot snap, the property is here again. Idiot shakta, she has a right to take it. Idiot snap, the property is not around. Ipchot mi boiler, should be just the opposite. Nichse milog rishusa. Nichse milog means the guarantee is upon her. So it's still like in her rishus, she has the right to get it, kaima. Istla, she could take it. But nichse tzern bazo, the property that the husband gave a guarantee to, the lav rishus the kaima, it's not considered in her property. Lesla, that she should not get. Elo, what do you have to say? Ashniya goes the case, the chiluk is on the shniya, the case where they married nisad rabbonin. The konsu rabbon lidido, the rabbonin made a knas that she does not get back, bididay, bididay ulididay, bidido. They made a knas, she does not get it back. So if so, there the knas is only upon the nichse milug. But the nichse tzern of barzel, that he has to pay it back. If she brings in clothing, that's called the capital, the keren. For le mechatzilu, he can't use it. The yozla the bowl, it'll get ruined. From Rav Nachman, Peri, Rav Nachman said no, it's called Peri. Rav Nachman pligi, and Echlem, Rav Nachman argues. That's the smachloikas, when the wife brings in clothing, is that called the keren? Because there's no other use. Like we're afraid if you're going to use it up, there'll be nothing left. So that's the machloikas if that's called keren, or else no, because it's not called keren, because even if it gets used up, there's still the balois, there's still the room, what's left over, the room part of it. So that means something. All right, we'll stop here. See us next Gemara again. We'll see us next Gemara again tomorrow night. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, the Gemara about Veloy Belois. That the Mishnah says by these cases of Mamenis and Shinivah Islandis, that the Isha does not collect the balois, she does not collect the leftover, the room clothing. So more stuff like this. You told us over Chiddush in the name of Shmuel like this, that Loishonu, when does our Mishnah say she does not get either the Shni or the Mamenis or the Idleness, when she goes away from her husband, she does not get even the Balois, the rune clothing. No, this is talking about like the when she first got married, she brought in clothing to the husband, and the husband used it, and now when she leaves, she doesn't have a right to get back, even though the husband used up the clothing. So it says, Lashonah, this is only learned Ella Nichsei Malug. Only the Nechasim that the Isha brought in, called Nichsei Malug, means that the Karen belongs to her, and the husband has a right to Paris. Such karka, such type of clothing, she does not get back. Abu Nichsei Tzern Basel. That's something like strong, like iron, she never loses out. When she brings it in, the husband like evaluates it and says it's worth $100. So the husband accepts upon himself a guarantee he'll pay it back the $100. That's called like Nichsei Tzern Basel. So then Isla, on such a prop, let's say she brought in clothing that was worth $100, and the husband at the time made a guarantee he'll pay it back the $100. So now when she leaves, he has to pay her the $100. So Mara says, Heavy Bora Papa asked the question, Ahai. Now, which one of the cases of the Mishnah did Shmuel say over this Kiddush? If you want to say in the first case of Mamenis, where there's Miyun, where she says goodbye to him, so Mara's question like this. If the leftover clothing is here, since it was her clothing, she brought it in when they first got married, she should have a right to take it home with her now. Elamai, we're talking about where the husband used up the clothing, there's nothing left over now. The question is, do they have to pay her or not? Ahai, in which case? If you want to say Shmuel said as Chiddush on the first case of the Mishnah, where they got married to a Ketana, he got married to a Ketana, and she said goodbye to him, so Monashach, if the leftover clothing is still here, she should take it. If there's no, the husband used up the clothing, he used it, and there's nothing left of it, is Idividi Lashakla, she shouldn't take anything. Since she was a Mayan, she like said goodbye to him, she doesn't have right to get any collect anything from the husband. There shouldn't be a difference between Nichsei Milug and Nichsei Tzern Basel. Yes, where says Ela Islandess. Elma is going on the last case. When you marry an Islandess, later they can't have children. And that's called the Mekhtoi Sur also. If the leftover clothing is here, Edividi Shakli, then both cases she should have a right, it's her clothing, she should have a right to take it home with her. Either less nayu, if it's not here, ibchemi boil, it should be just the opposite of around. Nichse milug, that means the property that she brought in, dibrishusakaim, it remains in her possession, because if any loss happens to it, the husband doesn't have to pay her. It's in her possession like. Then we should say isla, she should be allowed to take it home with her. Mashenke nichse tzern basel, the property that she brings in and the husband gives her a guarantee, to labrishusakaim, it's not really in her rishus. It's in his rishus, less law. Then it should be just the opposite. She should not be able to take that. So how come Shmuel says, the nichsei tzern basel, she does get. The nichsei milug, the nichsei tzern basel, she does get. But the nichsei milug, she doesn't get. It should be just the opposite. Elo ashni, that's what we're talking about, the middle case of the Mishnah, where they got married to a nisa drabonin, like a man married his grandmother. It's also a drabonin. And the other svar is the konsu rabbonim l'didor b'didei. The rabbonim made a kenas each one to the opposite. Or b'didei b'didor. The rabbonim made a kenas that her property, the nichsei tzern basel, she does not get. So Rashi says, well, the konsu rabbonim kleima midina really ipcha miboil. It should have been the opposite. Elachachonim hofchu esadav. Chom turned around it. La'akra mehen teres nesuyin. Because the Bonin don't want them to stay married. Since it's a Shnia, a person married his grandmother, it's also with the Rabbonin want his Kedushin to go away. So they made a Kenas here. So Konsu Oysa Mimasha Yeroya Ligvois Mishaloi. They made a Kenas, she cannot collect what she was supposed to. So really from her Nichse Meluk, she was supposed to collect, the Rabbonin made a Kenas, she can't get it. Or my Niyu Mono Masayim Mazainis, even the Mono Masayim Mazainis. And over there, the property, the clothing that the husband used for the Nichsei Milug,
So that also she does not have a right to get. Even though she was supposed to, but the Rabbanah made a kenas here to break this nisuyin. And the same thing all the day, bididah. The oisai konsu, b'ma'ashoi royaloi. The Rabbanah made a kenas upon the husband also, what he was supposed to get that he doesn't get. That means, b'loi is the nichzeh tzern barzel. Really, the tzern barzel means the property that she brought in at the beginning. And the husband took it upon himself like a guarantee. I'll pay it back to you no matter what happens to it. So really it's called Rishus Habal. So really the leftover clothing of that should stay by the husband. Still the Rabbanah made a knas to take it away from him. So that's the pshat. On a Shania, when they got married B'Yisra, the Rabbanah wanted to take away that marriage. Therefore they made a knas. The Isha does not get what she's supposed to get from a Nichse Milug. And for the Nichse Tzern Barzel that the husband was supposed to keep, the Rabbanah took it away from him. We have a proof from what Rav Kana is saying over here, that there's a difference between the Nichse Milug and Nichse Tzern Barzel, that Ayale Glima, if a wife brings in clothing, Yishino Karna Heve, it's called Karen, for Loi Nichse Lo V'Yozel Adaboli, and therefore the husband is not allowed to use it. Like we know by Nichsei Tzoyn, Nichsei Milug, the Lacha is the property that belongs to your wife. When you get married, that property still belongs to her. Just as at the corner, the husband has a right to eat the Paris. That means the care and the capital stays there, like usually you're supposed to buy karakom, and the husband eats the Paris. What's going to be if the wife brings in clothing? So do we consider the clothing like the capital, and the use to wear of it is like the Paris? From our kind of smash, we're not like that. That the use of the clothing, that's also called part of the Karen. That's also called the capital. Because if you use it up, it's going to be nothing left. So the husband does not have a right to use from the Nichsei Milug. That was the difference between Nichsei Tzern Basel and Nichsei Milug. So see from Rav Kana, that the clothing that she brings in, the husband is not allowed to use. For the Gemara, I've Omer Rav Nachman said, not like that, that Teira heavy. Rav Nachman says, when a wife brings in clothing, it's called Paris means that the husband has a right to use it. Because the clothing itself is the capital. The use, the wear and tear, that's called like Paris. So Gemara says in Achlamid, Rav Nachman Pligi. True, Rav Nachman argues on Rav Kana. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein Leng Suba. Those were three cases in the Mishnah, Hamamenes, where a young girl said goodbye to a husband, or else a Shnia, where a man married an Isha, that's also to him, Midrabonin, or else a Islandist. When you marry the lady that you found out she can't have children, so it's a mekach tois. So the Mishnah says you get rid of them, but you don't have to give them a ksuba. Ein lang ksuba. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, L'shonu v'lo mono masayin. They don't have the ikka money, the ikka ksuba, the $100 or $200. Avo tois was yesh lehen. But you should know if the husband at the beginning was mechayv himself to give her extra money, that he still has to pay her even in these cases. So Rashi explains, the matona b'yalma yoyiv lo b'chibas b'ya. The extra money he had, that's not part of the ksuba. It's not called the chiyuv of ksuba to say the Rabbanah made a knas that he does not have to pay you the ksuba. But that's called like a present. So the husband wanted to give his wife an extra present because of the biya, because he's living with her. So even though he's not allowed to live with her, and the Rabbanah wanted to get a get by Shania, or Mamena, she said goodbye to him, or an islandist, who came out of Tzemekach Tois, still this present she has the right to get. Tani Namiyachi, we learn like this also. Noshim Shomru Chachomim. That when the Chom say a Loshin of Ein Lehen Ksuba. That's the first three cases of the Mishnah. These ladies don't receive a Ksuba. Kagoin Hamamenes, a young girl that says goodbye to her husband. The Chavro said these other two cases of the Mishnah. Is Ein Lehen Mono Masayim. They don't have the Yikr Ksuba of 100 or 200. Avo Toysefes Yesh Lehem. But if the husband was Mechayiz himself to give her extra, that she does have. She gets the Toysis. That's Mamish Rishmul Svara. And that's like a present he wanted to give her, so that she still gets. But Noshim Sham Chachomin, Yoitzis, Bulay Ksuba, Shalay Biksuba, sometimes the Chachomin say, and certain we'll soon see which ones, they have to go out without a Ksuba. Kigoin, Oivera Saldas, a wife that wasn't doing the way she was supposed to. She wasn't being Noig Vitznius the way you're supposed to. The Chavroser, and the other ones like that, that the Rabbonim want you to give her a get. And Rashi says, "Eras nimtzula nedorim oimumin ve'amachelat yodu b'fonov." Eras, she curses your parents in front of you. That these wives that the Rabbanon want you to give her a get. So these wives ain't len taisus. You don't have to give her even the extra money you're mechayiva. Let the Rabbanim make a kenas here, not even to give her the present. The kol shechein mona masayin, and for sure she does not get the ikara ksuba of her 100 or 200, because the Rabbanim Badafka gave her a kenas, wants you to get rid of her, so you do not have to pay the ksuba. What about the hayoytzes mishum shemra? Let's say there was a koel or edim that told you your wife was mezana, she lived with another man, so you're not allowed to live with her, you have to give her a get. In such a case, notelus mash lefneh v'yoytza. All she takes with her is what's in front of her. That's all. Rashi says, "Benichsei melug kamer." Even a nichsei melug, the property that she brought in that belongs to her, if she goes out because she was a zayna, then the lochri she doesn't get it. She only gets the metaltlam what's right in front of her. Whatever's there, like she takes and goes out, but more than that she can't get. More than that, the neder kenas is faced by the husband. So Mor says now, "Misayla l'Rafuna." It's a riot to Rafuna. The Yom Ravuna, Ravuna says, Zinsa, in the case where your wife was Mizana, lived with another man, Lo Hevsida Blur.